I'm Dan Klefstad. A Roman Catholic bishop is punishing the top two Democrats in the Illinois legislature for supporting a sweeping abortion rights measure. Dave McKinney has more.
Bishop Thomas Paparocki oversees the Catholic Diocese of Springfield. He's ordered priests under his control to deny communion to House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton. Both are Chicago Catholics and were instrumental in passing a bill that provides broad new protections to abortion rights. Paparocki says their public support was a, quote, grave sin.
You can't say these things and then be a Catholic in good standing.
An aide to Cullerton noted that he doesn't attend Mass in Springfield, and Madigan said he believed it was, quote, more important to protect women than to bow to the bishop. Paparocki's order does not apply in the Archdiocese of Chicago. This is Dave McKinney.
The new Illinois budget includes funding for Comptroller Susana Mendoza to refinance some of the state's debt. Mendoza says the spending plan includes $1.2 billion in bonding authority for her office, money that will help pay down more than $6 billion in overdue bills.
Even after I pay down those bills that are still accruing late payment interest penalties right now, and we've satisfied those bills, remember, the $5 billion that's left potentially is still very important dollars that are owed to vendors who have provided services a long time ago.
Mendoza says the budget agreement, along with a capital bill, are positive steps for creditors who are closely watching Illinois' bond rating. She says there likely won't be an upgrade this year, but the rating agencies won't downgrade either. State officials are warning boaters to stay off flooded waterways. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Department of Natural Resources issued the warning Thursday. Boating on rivers at or above flood stage is dangerous for boaters and emergency responders. IDNR Law Enforcement Director Jerry Costello says he understands it's tempting because water recreation season is here, but he says conservation officers regularly see rapid currents, floating debris, and other dangers during even moderate flooding. Such hazards can lead to injury or even death. Restrictions are in place on portions of the Illinois, Kaskaskia, and Fox Rivers. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. State officials are reminding water enthusiasts and residents in river communities to stay off of Illinois rivers during flood stage. They say both for their safety and the safety of emergency response personnel. Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Rachel Torbert says even if a river isn't officially closed, most are at flood stage and pose several dangers. She says that includes strong current and debris.
We're talking about branches and other things that may be along the river's edge there that could easily, you know, ensnare or trap someone. And those things that you can't see are the things that are most dangerous.
Torbert says residents need to stay off of levees as well. She says many are critically unstable at this point. A low pressure system is expected to drift into this region through the weekend, and it has the potential to stall at some times. That could bring heavy rainfall to the region that's already saturated. Green Party presidential candidate Howie Hawkins made a stop in Carbondale this week, stressing his major platform, an eco-socialist Green New Deal. The former Teamsters member wants to convert the economy to 100% clean, renewable energy with zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. For those in the fossil fuel industry who might be displaced, Hawkins says his plan would help them as well.
For the fossil fuel workers, they need a just transition. So we're calling for 5 years guaranteed income and benefits as they make the transition. We don't think it'll take that long because there are so many jobs will be created.
Hawkins also praised the Economic Bill of Rights, which was popular during the Civil Rights Movement. I'm Jennifer Fuller.